I cannot anticipate the state of our hearts as we meet in this moment, but I choose for my subject a word I owe more study, whatever may transpire after I type it: gratitude. Gratitude, such a lovely word, humble and warm. Humble because it's not a word you use if you think you did everything yourself. Humble because no matter how hard you did work at whatever it is you're grateful for, you know, and more importantly, acknowledge, there was some luck involved. Warm because gratitude is not compatible with a cold soul. Warm because gratitude radiates like the gentle rays of a heart-sized sun. Gratitude goes softly out and does good works, which generate more gratitude. Gratitude is renewable energy. Gratitude because to offer anything less would be to ignore all privilege, the privilege of existence, the privilege of health, the privilege of privilege. And now we are back at humility, or ought to be. Gratitude because the world is awash with the sour surf of opposing sentiments. Gratitude for those who show us the same. Gratitude even in grumpiness, which is to say, I'm not talking all hosannas, hugs, and puppies here. I'm talking about perspective and preponderance and relativity and a sideways glance into the cosmic mirror where behind me I spy millions of souls who would give all they own for just one of my disappointing Tuesdays. Gratitude as my moral duty. Gratitude because it's so easy. A note, a word. You don't even have to talk. Gratitude can be soundless. You can speak it with your eyes, share it with a smile, weave it into your works. You can kneel down and offer it up. Gratitude. A triple syllabic salutation to the six directions, whichever way you're pointing. The echoes go on and on. The echoes are gratitude returning. There's the idea among psychologists that gratitude can be cultivated. Put it out there and it comes back to you. Gratitude as a practice, as an intentional act. Gratitude in the form of reflection, a quiet moment, a look back. Gratitude, not as obligation, but as celebration. Gratitude with our loved ones in mind, the ones who suffer our ingratitudes with grace, and that grace, yet another reason for gratitude. Grace, cousin and catalyst to gratitude. Gratitude because as this year, or this day, or this hour, or this moment draws to a close, I am reminded it was another year granted, not guaranteed, and therefore not taken for granted. Gratitude, no matter the season. Gratitude. Thank you for all your time.
Michael Perry.